Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? My, have things changed. Things are moving at an accelerated pace, and of course, we don't realize it because we're in it every single day, but I have heard of reports from social scientists that say that things are moving so fast that people are having difficulty adjusting to it, although they may not realize it. And the same thing happens with business. Do you remember the time when grandma and grandpa would just sit on the front porch and just rock in their rocking chair and enjoy a nice warm summer breeze and just appreciate everything that was around them? Well, that doesn't exist anymore in most places. Grandma and grandpa are out doing things. They're active. They've got their smartphones. They're connected to the world. They're looking at things. They're looking at instant information. Something happens around the world, and it flashes on their phone, and they're aware of it. Things have changed, and they've also changed for business. We're so used to the moment. We're so used to quick decisions. We're so used to the now. We're so used to everything that's happening in a split second that sometimes in business we forget that we have to stop and think, that the first answer that we have to any problem may not be the right answer. But we're so used to just reacting to things that we tend to do that in business also, and we have to decide when is it appropriate to absolutely make that quick decision, and when do we have to step back and say, here's what I think the answer is, but I need to collect more information so that I understand and I know exactly what I need to do to get this right. When you have enough information, you know what the right answer is. And sometimes in business, it's necessary to make a quick decision because it requires it. And other times, we're making quick decisions in our business, which will affect our welfare, because that's just what we're used to doing. We're not used to being contemplative. We're not used to thinking. We're not used to saying, I know there are three or four options here. I'm going to think them all through, and I'm going to choose the best one. And if that isn't appropriate, I've got other situations that I've thought through that I can back it up. And then once we start to understand that sometimes the first answer is not the best answer, we need to communicate that philosophy to our coworkers, to our employees. There's a time to jump on the answer, and there's a time to step back and think about it. And if we step back and think about it, we're going to get better results. And what do better results mean? Better results mean more profit. And that also means less stress in your business, because every decision that you make, every quick decision that you make, is going to create 10 other situations that you need to think through and contemplate. It's not just one answer. One answer means you have to change something, you have to do something. It's a whole chain of events. So we want to make sure that we get that one answer right. We want to make sure that we are thinking through things. We are contemplating, how does it affect the whole operation? What's the next question? Here's my answer, but what chain of events is that going to cause, and will it give me the ultimate results that I want? Business is about thinking. It's about strategy. It's about understanding the landscape of what you need to do. It's about understanding the decisions that you make and how those decisions affect everything that you do and the total global picture of your business. So, thinking and strategy, that's the name of the game. The more you can outthink the competition, the better strategy you have, the better you implement it, the better you can answer questions that come to your desk, the more successful you will be. So sometimes the first answer is the right answer. Many times it is not. There is a better answer. Seek it out. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.